Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
You what?
Is it so astonishing?
Oh, how could you? It's not fair.
Why, what do you mean, Peter?
How dare you make fun of me?
Fun? I was never more serious in my life.
What? You mean it?
You don't think I'd say such a thing unless I did, do you?
Why,
Look here, I'd better go.
Yes, perhaps you had you. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for everything.
Nonsense. Good luck.
Thanks, I need it. Goodbye. Now, Peter, my dear, let's sit down and talk for a while. Oh, now, come, don't look at me like that.
I can't help it. I just can't believe you're serious.
Oh, how am I going to convince you?
Why did you ask me like that?
Yes, it was wrong of me, I'll admit. Well, let me do it all over again. Now sit here beside me and give me your hand. Why, it's cold and trembling. And you're turning your face away. Now, don't tell me you're going to cry.
All right, I'll spare you that. They might be tears of joy, you know.
Might they? Do you really care for me so much, then?
I think you know the way I feel.
Then would you put up with me?
Why are you doing this? You haven't changed. I've been working with you for years now. I know just the way you feel towards me, and it isn't love.
Might it not be a great need of you, my dear?
Need of me? A plain, dull, unexciting nobody, and you with all you've got.
I'm the most poverty-stricken being in the world, if you only knew it.
You are?
Yes. You imagine that I'm a person to be envied with my fine home and big income. I tell you that I'm the most unhappy and desolate of beings.
Why didn't you tell me?
My troubles have been of my own making. It didn't seem right to burden another person with them.
But don't you know that I've longed to do things for you, anything, so long as it meant being with you?
You make me feel very ashamed of myself. And unworthy, Peter, dear. It's only the dregs of a life I'm offering you.
To someone who's been starving as long as I have.
I warn you, there may be things that you cannot even dream of. Things I can never even tell you about.
I've loved you for years without knowing a single thing about you.
But supposing I were to tell you that there are chapters in my life that I daren't let a single human creature know about. Not even the woman I marry.
Are they past? Are they over and done with?
Forever and ever. So help me, God.
Then I'll ask nothing about what's no concern of mine.
What strange and wonderful and terrible creatures you women are. You'll follow the path of your desire, no matter what pit it may lead you to. Oh, thank heaven for it. We men would be sorry things if we lost you through our sins. I'll try and not make you regret this, my dear.
Isn't it more likely that you'll regret?
Oh, why should I?
Because you still love Margaret Utterson.
Oh, that's not so.
Oh, yes, it is. Don't think that I'm reproaching you. I know that things are over between you. But you haven't forgotten her. And never will. Don't look like that. I understand. I don't hope to take her place. But the fact that there's room for me in your life as well is more than I'd ever hoped for.
Oh, Helen, my dear. What can I say to you? You're the finest, the truest person I've ever known. If you will do me the great honor to marry me, you'll give me a happiness I never hoped to deserve.
I'll marry you, Henry. And whatever this black thing is that you've got in the background of your life, I'll help you fight it. And if I don't succeed, if it gets too strong for me, I'll still love you, no matter what you've done or what you may become.
William, Do you take this woman, Nancy, to be your wedded wife, to love and to cherish in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, till death do you part?
I do.
And Nancy, Ruth, do you take this man, Hugh William, to be your husband?
Going to blow his whistle.
Oh, stick that of his hand, Henry. A man can't be allowed to miss the train setting off on his honeymoon.
In you get, Nancy. I'll throw in the bags.
Thanks.
Where the diggings is that porter?
Here you are, sir. You're coming a bit fine. I got to lock the traffic jam. Oh, Lord, where's my wallet? Don't say I've come without any money.
Oh, take mine, you idiot.
Oh, here it is, here it is. Well, thank goodness I'm saying that was great. Oh. Never let it down.
Nancy, I hope you put in some warm clothes. It might get cold out at the lakes.
Of course she has. Two of everything, didn't you, darling? Hooray, we're off.
Goodbye. No, just beginning for them.
What should we do now?
I should go and see Mrs. Wilkins and take some soup to Emmy Ryan.
And I should attend a meeting of the hospital board. But we're neither of us going to do the things we ought to do. We're going to have dinner somewhere and enjoy ourselves instead.
Are we?
Well, don't you think it's time we did something of the sort? When did you go out on a celebration?
I can't remember.
Then we'll make this one you'll remember for the rest of your life. And there's another thing we've got to do.
What's that?
Well, you've been engaged to me for almost 2 weeks now, and you're not yet wearing a ring. There's a shop in Bond Street that I have in mind, and I...
Oh, Henry.
Would you like to go now? It's only 4 o'clock.
Like to?
Well, come along then. We'll take this cab and see if we can find something that you'll like. Quite sure you like the sapphire one best.
Oh, quite sure. Sapphires have always been my favorite stone, and it fits so perfectly, just as if it had been made for me.
Perhaps it was. It certainly looks very nice on your hand. If you're quite satisfied, my dear.
Oh, I'm more than satisfied. I just adore it.
You couldn't have anything better, sir. That's a perfect stone.
Here's my card, then. Will you send the account to me at this address?
Certainly, Dr. Jekyll. And if ever you'd like us to send you round some necklaces or other pieces of jewelry...
I'll let you know. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, madam.
Good afternoon.
And now, what do you say to a little drive around the park before we go and have dinner somewhere?
I'm wondering when I'm going to wake up. This can't be me, Henry.
Well, I feel a little that way myself. I haven't felt so happy as I do this moment for, well, I can almost say years.
I feel terribly like Cinderella.
Oh, but you're only going for a ride in a hansom cab, not a fairy coach.
I wouldn't change it. Not for all the fairy coaches in the world.
French flowers for sale. French flowers for sale.
Oh, look. Look, Henry.
Yes, there's an old woman there selling lilac. Let me buy you some. It'll match your dress.
Oh, but what will I do with it?
Well, just carry it for a while till you get tired of it and then throw it away.
Throw flowers away? Oh, I couldn't.
All right, we'll go and call on your old Mrs. Wilkins and give them to her.
Henry, how much champagne did you drink at Hugh and Nancy's wedding?
Not enough to account for the way I feel now. Something's happened to me. I feel as though a great load has rolled off my soul.
You know, you look happier than I ever remember you doing before.
The curse has lifted from me, Helen. I'm a free man.
Fresh flowers for sale. Lilac from the country. Buy a bunch of lilac.
Wait here for me. I'll just slip across the road and buy out her entire stock.
Mind you don't get run over. I don't think you're quite responsible just now.
Take care.
All right.
Even Standard! Even Standard! Press through in the Edison murder case! £2,000 reward offered for the capture of Edward Hurry! Even Standard! Even Standard!
Henry! Henry!
Oh, my God.
Henry,
mind.
Let me get
you.
Is he hurt? Is he hurt?
Oh, my God. Miss Bundy, what's she?
Don't get in front of that. Demon horse has never seen
her.
Where's
my
father?
I shut out.
Do
you hear my swear,
Wendy? Here, get back, everybody. Get back. Don't crowd around. I'm a trained nurse. Let me attend to him.
Here, what's the matter here?
Been an accident, Constable. The gentleman walked fair in front of the horses, he did.
Where's the driver?
Here, sir. It went, my pal. I shouted after him. He was crossing the road, and all of a sudden, he stopped dead in his tracks right in front of the horses. I couldn't do a thing.
All right. Now, let's have a look at him. Now, stand back there. Who are you, miss?
I'm a friend. I'm a trained nurse. I don't think he's very badly hurt. Wait a minute. He's starting to come round now.
Stunned a bit, maybe. Stand back there now and give him some air.
What happened?
Here. Don't talk, dear. You've had an accident. Just lie still.
I was crossing the road and something made me stop. I remember. It was the newsboy.
Yes.
Get me a paper. Get me a paper.
Henry, lie still. You must lie still.
I must see that paper. It's all right, I tell you. I'm all right. I was only stunned.
Henry,
he's
still quiet.
He's up off the ground. There's nothing wrong with him at all.
Where's the paper boy? Hey, boy. Give me a paper.
Henry, are you sure you're not hurt?
No, I'm not hurt. Oh, let's get away from this crowd. Let's get away, I say.
Not so far, sir. I've got to get a few particulars.
What for? Why, what do you want to know?
Your name and address, sir. Now, move on, everybody. Move on. Go on. Now, make it lively.
Here you are. The Evening Standard. Evening Standard. Fresh crew in the Edison murder case. The Evening Standard. £2,000 reward for the capture of Edward Hyde.